It's back to school time, and here at ISU, that means move-in is in full swing. Parents and their students lugging stuff up to the dorm room, and parents wondering just how much space to give their kids. A recent study shows helicopter-parented young adults are less likely to get involved in politics than their non-helicopter-parented counterparts. GLT's Mary Cullen talked with one of the authors, Illinois State University Assistant Professor of Political Science, Carrie Melita.
Melita says helicopter parenting can take place at any age, but it's excessive helicopter parenting that can lead to young adults losing their sense of ability to do things on their own.
So let's get into some of your findings in these reports. I know the report shows that students who were helicopter parented are more likely to have conservative political views. Can you expand on that?
Yeah, that was one of the more interesting things that we found, is that college students that were strongly helicoptered, we build this little index of, because it's not just a matter of are you helicoptered or not. There are degrees of helicopter parenting, right? You might just have a parent that likes you to check in a lot, but basically leaves you to your grades and register for your classes, and you know, you do you at college. And then there's some where we called extremely helicopter parented. These are students that have signed privacy waivers that allows their parents to communicate with their professors and school administrators, go with them to academic advising meetings, register for classes for them, remind them of exam dates, remind them to study. So there's a continuum of helicopter parenting. And what we found is that those at the higher end, the severely helicoptered, were much more likely to have authoritarian policy preferences. Things that support for warrantless wiretapping or support for increased security, TSA at airports, independent of their partisanship. So this would be even a student that says they were liberal has these authoritarian viewpoints on these particular policy issues, which was really interesting, is that we controlled for ideology, we controlled for party ID, and it didn't matter. Helicopter parenting was still very strongly associated with having these conservative viewpoints, even among liberal students.
So the report also says that helicopter parenting leads to the development of an external locus of control. Can you go into explaining what that means, and if there's an opposite, what the opposite would mean?
Sure. So in psychology, we talk about every individual having either an internal or an external locus of control. An internal locus of control is typically development as usual. It's when something bad happens to you in your life, your first reaction should be, okay, so what actions did I take that led me to this situation? How am I responsible for this bad thing that happened or this thing that I want to rectify? Now, in contrast, developing an external locus of control is you attribute the fault to something outside of yourself. It wasn't my fault that I was late for the meeting, right? There was a traffic jam and I just didn't allow for time for it. Or it's not my fault that I failed an exam. The professor didn't cover the material enough. It's an inability to assess blame on yourself. And helicoptered students tend to have very strongly developed external locus of control, where they have what seems like an inability to assess themselves as being responsible for negative things happening in their lives. Whereas we contrast that with the less helicoptered or unhelicoptered students, which tend to have an internal locus of control. So that's what we really noticed with helicopter parenting, and we think is kind of the key to explaining why helicopter parenting leads to these different behaviors.
So after the research that you've done, are you able to look at helicopter parented students now and see how that might impact the future, either for themselves or for culture, just what those viewpoints might lead to?
Yeah, we're starting to see the first wave of strongly helicoptered people entering the workforce, right? And we're hearing anecdotes of having the parents do job negotiations or in a couple of really bad cases, having parents show up to the job interview with the student. And, you know, that's not good. I think that looking forward, as more and more of these people enter adulthood and enter the electorate and political science, I mean, unless at some point you stop helicoptering, right? And even then, you know, you hear anecdotes of like 30-something-year-old children, right? The parents still kind of acting as helicopter parents. And the interesting thing is we just don't know. We don't know what happens at a certain point. Do you stop helicopter parenting? And then how long does it take for those effects to wear off? But assuming that they either don't or they take time to wear off, we would definitely be looking at public opinion moving in a more authoritarian direction in the future.
Could you explain how a helicopter-parented person could be less interested in involving themselves in politics?
Yeah, so one thing we've always seen with, we call them political ambition studies, is that young people don't like politics and young people don't want to run for office. And this is a generational thing. This is something that previous generations, when they were younger, they didn't have the distaste for politics that young people do today. And what a couple of my studies have looked at is that maybe helicopter parenting has had some role in this and in acquiring this either distaste for running for public office or just disinterest in it generally. And that is that we go back to this developing the external locus of control, right? It's this feeling of a lack of agency, a lack of independence, a lack of control over the events in your life and how they unfold. And what we're proposing in this second paper on helicopter parenting is that when you develop an external locus of control, you're not able, you just don't see running for yourself, running for office as being something that would make any difference. Nothing you can do is going to change anything. You don't have control over the problems in the world. You're more likely to want to pass that off to the government to resolve, right? That's helicopter parenting incubates authoritarian worldviews. You're comfortable with the government doing it because you've been comfortable with your parents doing it for you your whole life. So by virtue of having that lack of agency, you're less likely to think that, well, what could I do that makes a difference? And that's, we think, really contributing to the fact that young people aren't running for office at a time we need them to the most.
That was Mary Cullen talking with ISU Political Science Assistant Professor Carrie Melita about the impacts of helicopter parenting.